This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new analysis shows schools are likely to see a doubling of pre-pandemic chronic absenteeism. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Federal data that analyzed the first year of the pandemic came with a red label warning. It shows 26% of Colorado students were chronically absent during the first year of the pandemic. That means missing at least 10% of a school year. But a new study suggests the government's figures significantly undercount the problem's scope. It uses the figures from last year in four states to show a significantly worse problem. They estimate that schools could double the number of students who are chronically absent. Several Colorado districts are using federal dollars to track down missing students and help them catch up. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers are considering a new bill that would set tougher climate goals for the state. CPR Sam Brash.
The state is currently trying to eliminate 90% of climate warming emissions by 2050. The new legislation would boost that to 100%. It also includes a grab bag of other climate policies, including a 30% tax credit for electric lawn equipment and a plan to classify sewer heat as a clean energy source. Governor Jared Polis has proposed similar ideas in the past, but it's unclear if he supports this specific bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A wildfire project in Teller County will help protect a source of drinking water for Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The 300-acre project is just northwest of North Catamount Reservoir. The work will be done with large machinery and by hand, depending on the terrain. The goal is to prevent a catastrophic fire that could alter the landscape. Mike Till with the Colorado State Forest Service says that means removing some of the plants, brush, and trees because
all that material then drains into the water source and taints the water source for the population.
The $1 million project will take about 2 years to complete. Work is set to start later this year. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.